Good morning, brothers and sisters, and welcome to From Guilt to Grace, a mental health podcast for Christians, where we learn how to root ourselves in the grace of God in spite of our mental illness. With Halloween approaching, we find ourselves taking the concept of fear and turning it from something we avoid into a fun activity. Last week, I talked about the kind of fear that isn't fun, and that's phobias. If you want a better understanding of phobias, go back and listen to my previous episode, Understanding Phobias. Now that we have a better understanding of what phobias are, I want to discuss some ways that we can overcome our phobias. Now, understand that when I say overcome, I don't necessarily mean you'll no longer be afraid, but instead, you won't be as afraid, won't have as big of a reaction, and your phobia won't consume your life. The first step in overcoming any mental health battle is to give yourself grace. We can often feel ashamed of our struggles or feel angry towards ourselves when progress is slow. In the case of phobias, I don't care what the phobia is, you do not need to feel embarrassed. Regardless of the opinions of those around you, you should not feel ashamed. As for progress, it will be slow. Plain and simple. You won't have a phobia of something and then tomorrow want to be around that same thing. All mental health challenges take time and practice to overcome. Give yourself grace. The next step is to understand where your phobia comes from. Did you have something happen to you? Is it a societal thing? Do you just simply feel fear and disgust at the thought of your phobia? While you don't have to be able to pinpoint specific reasons, it does help you to have a baseline understanding of where your phobia came from. The last step I'm going to talk about, and this is the big one, is to slowly build up to facing your fears. If you have a phobia of tarantulas, for example, don't make signing up for Fear Factor step one of overcoming your phobia. And a disclaimer here, while you can practice exposure yourself, it is better done with professional help. If you go in too fast, your phobia will only get worse. With that said, we'll use my phobia of rodents and my office mouse issue that I recently had as an example. Again, to know more about that, listen to my previous episode. When I first realized we had a mouse, I panicked. I wanted to leave. I couldn't eat. I felt sick. I was drained because of my fear of knowing that there is a mouse somewhere in my office. Over time, I had to face my fears, because if I didn't, the mouse probably wouldn't go away and maybe even multiply. I went out and bought traps, and my first challenge was to place the traps in the areas where I noticed the most mouse poop. Why? Because these are the spots where it was the most active. So I had to go directly to where the mouse activity was. After placing the traps, I had to return to those spots and regularly check them. This was stressful because every time I went to check, I had to prepare myself for the sight of a mouse. One day, it happened. One of my catch and release traps caught it. So now I had to do the part I was dreading the most. Get it outside. I put on gloves and reached directly for the trap. Now in my hand was one of my greatest fears. I even took a good look at it. This mouse was a mere few feet from my face. I carried it outside and took it very far away from the building. The work wasn't done though. The mouse was gone, but now I had to patch holes, clean poop, and check for more mice. It didn't dawn on me till later that I was doing something that I couldn't have imagined doing just a couple of weeks prior. I was getting on my hands and knees, taking a flashlight, and looking under things for possible mice. So how was I able to do this? Well, because I had to face my fear. Now that's not to say my fear of mice went away. I'm still afraid of them. But now I'm able to function in my office even though one was recently in there. Now I'm able to look in dark areas for any signs of mice. Now I'm able to think about mice and not go into a panic. The fear is still there, but the phobia is not as powerful. So let's say you're in a situation right now where you don't necessarily have to face your phobia head on as I did. You might think that it's best to stay in your comfort zone and hope that you'll never have to face your fears. Here's where I'm going to make a suggestion that you probably won't like. I want to encourage you to get uncomfortable and to gradually expose yourself to the thing you are afraid of. We often want to hide from our fears, keep them out of sight and out of mind. I did. There was times I couldn't even bring myself to look at pictures of mice. I'd have friends want to show me a picture of one that they caught, and I'd tell them that I just can't look at it. It seemed like the right move at the time, to avoid the things that made me uncomfortable, but all that did was keep my phobia going strong. It confirmed to my brain that my fears are valid. Instead, what I need to do is go against my brain and actually expose myself to my fears. Exposure is best done with a mental health professional, and as I state in every episode, I'm not one. I do want to offer some ways that you can gradually expose yourself to your phobia, but with heavy emphasis on the disclaimer that it's best done with a mental health professional. Now, with that said, the first thing we'll do is simply think about the thing we are afraid of. I'll use mice, spiders, crowds, and planes for my examples, but you just insert your phobia in their place. So let's think about mice or spiders or crowds or planes. Don't try to push away the thought, but welcome the thought. Take time to allow these thoughts to float around in your brain. You'll feel the fear rising, but remember, these are just thoughts. You're safe. Do this until you don't feel that level of fear anymore. Once you stop feeling fear from the thoughts, look at a picture of what you're afraid of. Really focus on the mouse or spider or crowd of people standing shoulder to shoulder or view from the plane. As you look at this image, your thoughts will feel scarier because now there's an image to go along with them. Remember, you're still safe, uncomfortable, but safe. We'll then move on to videos. There's plenty of documentaries on mice and spiders, videos from concerts and sporting events, and videos from people's point of view while flying. This now adds sound and movement. Don't intentionally seek out distressing videos. Instead, learn about the mice or spiders. Watch the crowd of people having fun, and watch the person flying enjoying their trip. Remember, you're still safe. This is just a video. Now that we've conditioned our brains to not have such a big reaction, we're now going to leave the comfort of our home and get near our fears. This could involve going to a zoo, or driving by a sporting event and seeing the crowd, or driving near an airport. We'll do the opposite of what our brain is telling us to do. We are going to slowly, over time, get closer and closer. You don't have to rush this. Spend a little more time looking and step a little closer every time. Once you feel like you're ready and you can't get any closer without making contact, that's what we're going to do. Now, I don't recommend trying to grab a wild mouse or spider, but what I will recommend is maybe see if your local zoo has programs where you can hold them. You'll have a professional handler right there with you, and you can now go from avoidance to holding your fear in your hands. Notice how it feels, how small it is, how calm you, the creature, and the handler are. Notice how you're safe. For crowds, go to a high school sporting event or small concert. Be in a smaller crowd, but a crowd nonetheless. For flying, maybe consider flying a small distance. If you can't bring yourself to do it yet, consider ziplining, a helicopter tour, or something where you'll just be at a great height, but not at plane height just yet. Over time, we'll do this more. Sign up for more programs to be one-on-one with animals and insects. You'll spend more time with them and learn more about them in the process. Go to bigger and bigger events, maybe a minor league baseball game, then work your way up to a professional game or a big concert. Don't avoid things because it'll be crowded, but actively work your way up to bigger and bigger crowds. Take that short flight, then take a longer flight. Over time, keep your eyes open during takeoff and during touchdown. Watch out the window, feel the movement of the plane, and see the heights. Just as I felt when I carried that mouse outside, you can look back and feel a sense of achievement, knowing that the thing that once debilitated you just by thinking about it is now something that you have faced head on. Facing your fears is a great way to overcome phobias, as long as you do it right. Take as long as you need. For some, it may take a few weeks. For others, it may take a few years, and that's okay. Just take those active steps to overcoming your phobia. Whether it's a long journey or a short journey, one step forward is progress. Right here, right now, in the middle of what's often referred to as spooky season, let's make the decision to face our fears. Let's remove the power that fear has over us and take away its control of our lives. As always, start this process with prayer and be in prayer throughout this process. In every step of this process, God is with us and He is more powerful than our greatest fear. I'll leave you with Deuteronomy 31:6. Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of them, for the Lord your God, He is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Thank you for listening, and I hope that this episode was a blessing to you. Remember, overcoming mental illness is a journey, not a quick fix. Take it step by step and day by day. From Guilt to Grace is not a professional therapy resource and is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or replace mental health professional care and or medical treatments. I am not a licensed mental health professional. I am simply a brother in Christ who is on this journey with you. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.